Sean Cootie.
Hey.
Welcome to Womb Adelaide 2009 Live. With a last name like that, I really don't need to say that much, do I?
No, you don't.
We all know exactly who you are. You've stepped up to the plate in terms of following in your dad's footsteps and taking Afrobeat all around the world. When did you decide that this is what you really wanted to do?
Okay, I think I had two decision times in my life for Afrobeat. That's what I definitely want to do. One time when I was 8 and one time when I was 21. I started opening the shows for my dad when I was 8, you know, with the Egypt 80. And it was because after a concert he did in Apollo in the States in 91, when we were on the road, because, you know, my dad used to always take us on the road with him, me and my elder sister, Motu. So after the gig, you know, I thought about it. I was like, man, this guy has got it good, man. All he does is go on stage, he sings, he dances, he's having fun, and they pay him all this money. This is what I want to do when I grow up. Definitely. Can't get any easier than this.
You were 8.
Yes. So after the show, immediately, you know, I went to the back of the bus, because my dad used to always sit at the back of the bus, you know, the tour bus. So I went and I said, fella, he said, yeah, because, you know, everybody had to call him by his name, you know. He didn't believe in being called dad or sir. So, fella, he said, yes, I want to sing. What do you mean, want to sing? I said, I want to sing in the band, you know, yes, I want to join your band. He goes, can you sing? I say, yes. You know, so he gives me an audition. Sing a song. Sang a song. He says, okay. When we get to Lagos, we start rehearsing with the band. So after that time, you know, so for me, it was fun. You know, every Friday night, I got to go to Shrine, you know, and I would sing a song or two before fella, you know, I was the opening act, you know, and I could stay up all night, you know. So for the first month, you know, it was fun having to stay up all night. But then there are some nights you don't want to stay up all night. You know, but you still have to stay up all night, you know. So I was like, oh my God. As soon as I grew up, I'm quitting this music. You know, but I didn't get a chance to grow up and quit because my dad died. And, you know, for me though, you know, I was like, well, it was not a plan for me to really keep playing with the band and everything. But I always thought that the band would always be there. So to find out that the family was not going to let the band stay on, you know, and nobody was really interested, because everybody, you know, losing Fela for everybody was a big shock. You know, people don't know him personally. So you don't know the kind of influence he had on the lives of people that were around him. So I'll give you an example of why his death was such a shock. You know, nobody expected my dad to die. There's a punishment in the Calcutta Republic called the corner. You know, it's like being grounded. Anybody, even if you're 50 years old in the Republic and you break the rules, my dad says, go to corner. You know, so the person has to go to the corner and you can't leave the corner. You have to stay in the corner till fella leaves you. So like a month before he fell ill and had to go to the hospital, he put two guys in the corner. You know, Femi had to come and get the guys out of the corner after the burial. Like, what are you doing here? You know, you've been here for some time now. They said, what are you doing? The fella said, we should go to the corner. What? We just buried this man. You know, so, you know, so that's the kind of, you know, so nobody actually, you know, so it was a shock. So everybody thought, okay, fella is no longer around. There's no way this band can be alive, you know. So I was like, you know, this band meant a lot to fella, you know. So that was, I was like, what if I keep playing with the band, you know? Well, everybody says, well, it's your problem, take them, you know. I give you 5 years, you'll be like tired of it all and you close the band down. Trust me, but you know, we kept going and I believed in what my dad stood for, basically, you know, not on the aspect of the music really at this point. I just really believed in what he stood for. So after that time, you know, the band had me, you know, so it was a tough beginning though, you know, but at the same time, I wasn't really sure, you know, so I was still 14 and I've always known one thing I'd always known about Afrobeat is that, you know, Afrobeat is not just music. You know, growing up with Fela and seeing the attacks and, you know, the constant lectures he gave, you know that Afrobeat is not just music. It's something that, you know, it's a whole lifestyle. It's a movement. You know, it's a cultural movement, social movement, political movement, musical movement, you know. So I believe that as a 14-year-old, there was not, you know, I wasn't sure I wanted to be involved in this movement, you know. And I want to do something else, and I didn't want to do an album. I would not hate being a tour. I'd be like, oh, this album, you know. and then you can't erase the album. So I waited till I was 21 again before I actually turned pro. But before that time, I kept playing with the band. You know, we were playing every week. You know, and it was tough in the beginning. Everybody was like, nobody used to come to the Shrine then. You know, we'll do a show and it would be just four people in the hall, you know. So for me, that was like a good early days for me and learning and honing my craft, because I could do all these shows and, you know, I didn't have to impress too much people. Well, you know, after some time, you know, after like a year and a half, you know, people started coming back and feeling the groove, and, you know, the rest is history.
I can't possibly ask you any other questions. That is an extraordinary story.
This was my plan exactly, you know. I was planning to give you a very long answer.
Nobody leaves me speechless. Nobody. That was incredible. So, did you ever have to make a decision between playing football and singing?
Yes, definitely. I was the captain of my high school football team. I'm telling you, when I was in high school, I could go through the whole opposing team like Ronaldinho. Nobody could stop me. So I was always thinking, you know, you know, actually, when my father died and I started playing with the band, I used to, when after the shows, I'll go back and say, look at this. Nobody was in the Shrine. I could be playing football right now. But I guess I'm 26 now. I can't cry over spilled milk.
You're so old.
It's gone.
your football career is gone, certainly.
You know, so, yeah.
But to bring a legendary, like a truly legendary band of, you know, Egypt 80 back together and to put them on the road and to just continue doing is an extraordinary thing. And we are really incredibly looking forward to your performance tonight.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to my performance as well.
I heard
that the guy is really good.
Sean, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Thanks for having me here 2009 as well. Live.